Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Brother Yusuf Ari, can't hear you. Bless y'all, oh my soul, all that's within me, bless his holy name, all praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Can't hear you, bro. Might have to start the show all over again. Yusuf Ari, can't hear you. Got me unmuted. I don't know what you want me to do, but I'm not going to go ahead without you. Yeah, I'm so, can you hear me?
Biden
Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2.
Loud and clear. Can you hear me also?
Okay. Yeah, but I can't hear you, Cottrell. You know what I mean?
You can't hear me. How are you answering me? If you can't hear me.
Yeah, well, I can hear you on my phone.
All right.
Yeah, but I don't hear it on the show itself.
Don't worry about that, because I can hear you, and hopefully family out there can hear you too.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Let's get started.
No doubt.
We are studying the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. We're studying him in his entirety. We're studying us because the Most High doesn't leave anything to chance and a happenstance. And so we're studying in the book of Devarim. A lot of you call it Deuteronomy. It's not the actual name of the book that we're about to study in. It's called Devarim, which means basically studying Yah's word by way of Moses the prophet. He's bringing this information to us. Because here, if you know anything about Yah, you've studied him intently-ish, you should. He doesn't leave anything to chance and or happenstance. So that's why he's covering a lot of areas. One of the areas, night chapter 24 of Devarim, is the law concerning divorce and miscellaneous. And Cottrell will proceed in the second segment with the book of Zamar, which basically means psalms, song, and whatnot. And we're going to proceed as such. Praise God, bless his holy name. We're happy to have you back. And we're going to proceed in these studies because we're running a little bit behind because of some technical difficulties. But nevertheless, we're going to do the best we can with what we can. Praise God. It says, when a man takes a wife and marries her, and it happens that she finds no favor in his eyes because he has found some uncleanness in her, and he writes her a certificate of divorce, put it in her hand, and sent her out of his house. When she has departed from his house and goes and become another man's wife, after the latter husband detests her, and writes a certificate of divorce also, put it in her hand, and sends her out of his house. Or if the latter husband dies who took her as his wife, then her former husband, first husband, who divorced her, must not take her back to be his wife. No comeback. It's over. After she's been with somebody else, after she has been defiled, for that is an abomination before Yah. And you should not bring sin on the land which Yah, your Elohim, is giving you as an inheritance. It's an abomination to Yah to do such things. And we're not supposed to do them. Cottrell, what say you, brother?
You remember Elizabeth Taylor?
Now, say it again, brother. Oh, yeah, Elizabeth Taylor with all that. Mm-hmm.
How many times she married Richard Burton?
I think about 3 times.
I think it was more like 10.
Oh, for real?
I think it was more like 10 times, man.
Yeah, a lot of times. I know she was married to Richard Burton.
But most of us said that's an abomination.
Exactly.
Once you marry a woman and y'all break up, ain't no turning back. If it didn't work out the first time, guess what?
It's an abomination.
It's not going to work out again.
Mm-hmm.
So keep it moving. Don't go back. When you break up with your lady and somebody else slept with her or been with her, you know it's over. You can't go back.
Yeah, that's true, Cottrell. Doesn't work out the first time. Second time, more than likely, it's not going to work either.
And people should know those codes, shouldn't they?
They certainly should, Cottrell.
Because it never really seems to work out. If it didn't work out the first time, what makes you think that's going to work out the second time?
Exactly. So be careful.
Especially if she's been with somebody else.
Right.
Well, you can take her back if she ain't been with nobody else. You can take her back if she ain't been with nobody else.
Right.
If she's been with somebody else, it's over.
Well, that's my sentiment entirely. If she's been with somebody else, I don't want her anyway. That's true. Praise Yah. I think Yah is right on point with that, Katria.
Good thing Yah ain't like us, because he would never take us back, because we've been with everybody under the sun.
Exactly.
Literally.
Thank you, brother.
Praise Yah.
Thank you. Praise Yah. And miscellaneous laws. When a man has taken a new wife, he should not go to war. I'll be charged with any business. You're supposed to spend that whole year focusing on your wife. He shall be free at home 1 year. Stay with your wife. Understand? You got to understand me. I got to understand you. You got to hang on in there, baby, basically. And bring happiness. Not just hang around and have. That year, you're supposed to bring happiness to his wife, whom he has taken. No man shall take the lower or the upper millstone. I mean, because if you take the lower upper millstone, the person can't crush up their wheat and stuff. For he is taking one's living in place. You're taking away that man's life. If a man is found kidnapping any of his brethren of the children of Israel and mistreats him or sells him, then that kidnapper shall die. And you shall put away the evil from among you as a result. You got to kill them, these kidnappers of our people. Yeah, go ahead, Katria.
Did Joseph's brothers kidnap him?
Yeah, they would have been done in, brother.
If they were following the laws of Moses.
Mm-hmm. They would have been done in.
They wasn't following the laws of Moses, though, was they?
He certainly wasn't, Katria.
Praise Yah, because Yah let them live.
Exactly. Praise Yah.
It wouldn't have been no Judah. It wouldn't have been no Simeon. It wouldn't have been no Levi, Issachar, Dan, Reuben. It would have been none of them. They would have been wiped out for the kidnapping, for the kidnapping of their baby brother, Joseph.
Exactly. The only one who would have been left alive is Benjamin.
There you go.
But the rest of them, but praise Yah for his mercy. Because otherwise, there wouldn't have been any tribe. There wouldn't have been a nation.
His mercy is endure forever. That's why we're not the judge, are we?
Exactly.
Can't judge. We can't judge. No. We don't know what Yah going to do.
Exactly. Thank you, brother. Yah says, take heed in an outbreak of leprosy, that you carefully observe and do according to all that the priest, the Levites, shall teach you, just as I commanded them. So you shall be careful to do. Remember what Yah your Elohim did to Miriam, Moses' sister, on the way when you came out of Mizraim. When you lend your brother anything, you should not go into his house to get his plea. You don't go take anything from anybody. And you should stand outside. And a man to whom you lend should bring the pledge out to you. To whom you lend should bring the pledge out to you. And if the man is poor, you should not keep his pledge overnight. You should in any case return the pledge to him again when the sun goes down, that he may sleep in his own garment and bless you. It shall be righteousness to you before Yah your Elohim. You should not oppress a hired servant who is poor and needy, whether one of your brethren or one of the aliens, strangers, people of different nations, who is in your land within your gates. Each day, unlike us, takes 7 days, sometimes 5 days to get your pay. Yah tells us, each day you should give him his wages and not let the sun go down on it. For he is poor and has set his heart on it. He's got his mind on his money and his money on his mind. Lest he cry against you to Yah, and it'll be a sin to you. Go ahead, Katriel.
Under that system that Yah just described?
Right.
You're getting paid every day. You ain't waiting until Friday. You're not waiting until Friday.
No, you don't hold on to my money. Right.
You're getting paid every day.
Exactly.
We say thank God it's Friday because we know Friday is what? Friday is payday.
Mm-hmm.
But in all actuality, every day that you work, guess what?
You should get your money.
Paid.
Exactly.
Right.
In the case of my wife, it's 2 weeks.
Oh,
and she ain't no rich woman. Right.
Imagine waiting 2 weeks based on this law.
Exactly.
Somebody would be wrong, wouldn't they?
Exactly.
Somebody would be wrong. You're supposed to pay me every day that I work.
Mm-hmm.
And how would that work out? Is that a bad system?
I think it worked out pretty good. You get paid the day you work.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. That would give you incentive. That would give you incentive to what? Show up every day.
Mm-hmm. That's a good motivator, Katria.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yah says, fathers should not be put to death for what their children, for their children, nor should the children be put to death for their fathers. A person should be put to death for his own sin. You should not pervert justice. Yeah. Go ahead, brother.
Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me. If my child did wrong, why would they pay? Why should they pay for my actions? And if my children did something wrong, why should I pay for their actions?
Well, you know, that's what the Republicans are trying to make Joe Biden do, right? Pay for what Hunter Biden did.
Right, basically. You're right. But it ain't right.
How you going to make Joe Biden pay for what Hunter Biden did?
Exactly. It ain't right, brother.
Nah, that's why Yah's laws are just and fair.
Exactly.
But in America, if you got a son and you a politician, if your son is corrupt, they're going to say you corrupt too.
Right. You know how they do it. That's how they do it, brother. But we don't do it like that or shouldn't do that. Thank you, Katriel.
All praises.
You should not pervert justice, do the stranger, people of different nations, or the fatherless, nor take a widow's garment as a pledge. But you should remember that you were a slave in Mitzrayim, and Yah your Elohim redeemed you from there. Which he's going to do it again with us. Therefore, I command you to do these things, this thing. When you reap your harvest in your field, and you forgot a sheaf in the field, you should not go back to get it. It should be for the stranger, people of different nations, the fatherless, and the widow, that Yah, your Elohim, may bless you as a result of it. Bless you in all the work of your hands. When you beat your olive trees, you should not go over the When you beat your olive trees, and you should not go over the bros again. It should be for the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. When you gather the grapes of your vineyard, you should not glean it afterwards. It should be for the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. And you shall remember, the reason why you're doing this, that you are a slave in the land of Mitzrayim. Therefore, I command you to do this thing. Look out for the needy. Look out for the poor. Look out for those of different nations, the fatherless, the widow woman. Basically, looking out for everybody, truth be told. Cartier, what say you, brother?
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Did our ancient fathers remember what the Most High told them to remember right here?
I don't think so, Contra.
That's why he put us in slavery again.
Right.
So you know what it's like to be on the bottom. You know how they treat the homeless. You know how they treat the widow. You know how they treat the fatherless.
Right.
And the Most High saying, when I give you power, because of your experience experiencing these things, you should do better in treating the homeless and the fatherless and the widow better, because I put you in that position.
Exactly.
So I think your fathers didn't listen to what the Most High told them. They didn't care about the fatherless and the homeless, the widow, the poor, me, and the stranger. They didn't care. And that's why we're in slavery now, so that we can remember what he wants us to remember, how people in power treated us.
Exactly.
So when I give you power, you're going to remember how it was when you had no power.
Exactly.
And that's so important, right?
Exactly.
Because everybody needs a chance, don't they?
Exactly.
And what Yah is trying to teach us is about his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We should be able to do the same thing. When you got power, because you have power, and there's many people with power, Yah want to know how you're going to treat the poor, the widow, the fatherless, and the stranger. And if you don't treat them right, Yah got an issue with you.
Exactly.
Most I got an issue with you.
Exactly.
So we're supposed to learn these lessons. We didn't learn it in the past. Guess what? We better learn it now.
Exactly. Praise y'all, country. Praise y'all.
Which is why we got empathy for the Palestinians.
Exactly.
And the Israelis. Y'all killing each other. Y'all killing children. That's not supposed to be going on. That's supposed to be about truth. Tell the truth.
Exactly.
Stand up and say, this land don't belong to either one of us. We're fighting for it for no reason. And our families are dying. We're going to step back and give the land over to who it really belongs to. But they ain't about to do that. They're not about to do that.
No. But thank you,
so tragedy, tragedy upon tragedy, you're going to watch it and see it. It's going to fold right before your eyes.
Exactly. Praise Yah. Country, thank you, brother. And if you're ready to proceed to the second segment, I'm ready. If not, we'll stand by and let you finish up your comments.
No, I'm done, son.
Okay. Thank you, brother.
And welcome. Welcome. I don't know what date your birthday was on, but how does it feel to be 67?
Like I feel when I was 57. 47. Just another day. More aches and pains, Katria. More aches and pains.
More aches and pains. What day was your birthday?
Saturday.
Saturday. 14th.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, my wife and I was on the deck in the back at night just chillaxing. Having a good time.
Chillaxing. And you say you feel like you're 47, 37, 27?
Well, yeah.
At 67?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I know a little bit more, too. You know what I mean? It's true, Cadrill.
Welcome to the club, bro. 67. Welcome to the club.
Thank you very much, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Fellow students, if Katria is ready to proceed in the last segment of study, it's in 146, Zamar. Yeah, song. Zamar, 146. And it reads as, the happiness of those whose help is Yah. The happiness of those whose help, not in itself. Not in the Constitution, not in this Western Hemisphere, not in your wife, not in your husband, the happiness of those whose help is Yah. Praise Yah. Got you up. You have the mic.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the creator of the universe, the heavens and the earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Praise Yah.
So, Yamsu. What is the habitation of Yah? Do you know?
Where's the habitation of Yah?
Yeah.
Well, where it would have been in Zion.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't know where he is in that country. I know
he
is.
Oh, Yah is everywhere.
Yah is everywhere.
Right. Omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. Yah is everywhere. The question is, have you made him your refuge? Because the refuge of Yah is the habitation that you want to be in. Got it?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a spiritual habitation. It's not a physical or mental habitation that you could touch or feel. The habitation of Yah is a spiritual habitation. And we need to develop our spiritual powers like King David. I don't know who wrote this. Our ancient fathers knew that they had to be connected with our Creator. All praises. Praise Yah. Praise Yah, oh my soul. I will praise Yah as long as I live. I will sing praises to my Elohim while I have my being. This person that wrote this sounds like somebody that's got a kindred spirit to King David, right? Put not your trust in princes. How many of us put our trust in princes? In a son of man in whom there is no salvation. Don't they call Jesus son of man? And many people are looking upon Jesus for salvation. Right here in Psalms 146, Moses is telling us, don't put your trust in princes. Don't put your trust in a son of man. Because that term, Moses used that term on many prophets, son of man. Matter of fact, if you read the book of Ezekiel, that's all the Moses called the prophet Ezekiel, son of man. So that term son of man does not only apply, or it doesn't really apply to Jesus because Yah wasn't speaking to Jesus. Son of man. There's no salvation in the son of man. When his breath departs, the son of man, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the Elohim of Yaakov, whose hope is in Yah, his Elohim, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever. Woo! What a cornerstone is that, keeping faith forever. Who executes justice for the oppressed. Yeah, that's the aspect of Yah we're still waiting for. Who gives food to the hungry. Yah sets the prisoners free. And that's my area of oversight, that Yah would set all our sisters and brothers that's in the prison industrial complex free. Yah opens the eyes of the mind.
Hold on, Cottrell. Hold on for 1 second.
Okay.
Because it looked like we're still talking, but it looked like the system has shut down.
To start your show now, press 1 to hear important instructions.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
Okay. Hello, Katria. All right, Katria. Go ahead,
yes,
bro.
Sir.
Go ahead.
Yah sets the prisoners free. Yah opens the eyes of the blind. Yah lifts up those who are bowed down. Yah loves the righteous. Yah watches over the sojourners, those who've been on his path. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. You ain't got to worry about the wicked, because Yah's going to bring them to ruin. Yah will reign forever. Yah Elohim, O Zion, to all generations. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Give thanks to our Creator for the insight, for taking the blinders off our eyes, for setting us free. Although we're in the midst of our captivity, we are mentally free, spiritually free, not physically as of yet, but we are waiting for Yah to execute justice for our oppression. And Yah's going to feed us, so we ain't got to worry about that. So we depend, we rely on the Creator who made heaven and earth. We don't rely on man. We don't put our trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man. Many people say Jesus, in whom there is no salvation. Salvation belongs to Yah and to Yah alone. And if Yah is not your refuge, you're not going to receive salvation. So we need to learn how to make Yah our refuge so that we can receive salvation. Blessed is he whose help is the Elohim of Yahquah. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah, Kadri. Fellow students, it's been a pleasure. We had a bit of technical difficulties. Seems like they've been worked out, thanks to Yah. And at the last portion of the show, they threw the button back up there. So we're good. We're able to complete our job, our duty, and we did it. And praise Yah for that. Cottrell, any closing remarks and comments?
We see that ABC boys are intensifying their efforts to shut the program down.
Exactly.
But we know that the word of the Most High endures forever.
Exactly.
So it is a will of the way. And as far as us being 67, praise Yah. We thank Yah for making that 67th birthday. We had the elders now, the nation of Israel, and Yah calls on the elders to bring this wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to his people. And praise Yah, we have the opportunity to do that. So I'm thankful each and every night that we have opportunity to bring Yah's word to the family that's out there that's listening. We pray and hope that they take these words to heart. All praise to the Holy One of Israel.
All praise. We love y'all. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
Hey, stand in a circle of peace. 'Cause only the willing will see their dreams. Defense.